On Thursday, Sierra Leone's former president, Ahmed Tidjane Kaba, will hand over the presidential staff to new president Ernest Karoma in a ceremony marking the democratic transfer of power. It is the first transfer of power since Sierra Leone's civil war ended in 2002, and observers have called the election and its aftermath a test for Sierra Leone's re-emerging democracy. Victor Foe, Secretary General of Mr. Karoma's political party, the All People's Congress, says the mood in Freetown is already festive.
People are coming. Already, Freetown is full. And as I talk to you, people are arriving. Hosts of state are coming. We are in a very festive mood.
But Foe says the ceremony is merely a formality. Mr. Karoma was actually sworn into office in September. The official festivities were postponed because of the holy month of Ramadan, during which Muslims are not supposed to celebrate. In Mr. Karoma's first 2 months in office, he has made strong statements about fighting corruption. Corruption watchdog Transparency International ranks Sierra Leone among the world's most corrupt countries. As a first step, Foe says Mr. Karoma audited the entire government to identify problems. He said the report showed there were many areas to improve.
The last government was very much corrupt. Every ministry audited has proven to be very corrupt. So our country is behind because of corruption.
In Dakar, Human Rights Watch's Karine Dufka said corruption and bad governance are long-standing issues in Sierra Leone.
It didn't come out of nowhere, Sierra Leone's armed conflict. It was a result of decades of corruption and mismanagement of the country's vast natural resources. And so it's key that President Karoma has identified some of these key issues which have been bedeviling the Sierra Leonean people for many, many years. But it's now time that he actually take concrete actions to begin addressing some of these problems.
Human Rights Watch Wednesday sent an open letter to Mr. Karoma urging him to make good on his promises against corruption and other problems in government. Dufka says she is encouraged by Mr. Karoma's steps so far. He has appointed several well-respected civil society leaders to important posts, including the Anti-Corruption Commission. But Dufka says Mr. Karoma needs to strengthen the commission by extending its power beyond investigating crimes to also prosecuting them. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.